Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to Psalm, please. 119. Psalm 119 and 68. Psalm 119 and 68 says, "You are good and doest good. Teach me your statutes." How many know Jesus talked about this in Matthew and Luke? He said, a good tree produces good fruit.
Right.
A bad tree produces evil or bad. Evil is the word for bad. Bad fruit. And bad fruit doesn't come out of a good tree. Good fruit don't come out of a bad tree. Every tree produces after its own kind. If it's a good tree, it produces good fruit. And he said, a man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good. Person out of the evil treasure brings forth that which is evil. Out of the abundance of the heart, it comes out. It's produced. Well, what comes out of God?
Good.
How could evil come out of God? How can bad come out of Him? Where would it come from? What part of our good God does evil come out of? Now, theologians think they know something complicated and distorted about this. But I'm telling you, the truth is so simple, a two-year-old could get it right. God is a good God. He does good things. The devil is a bad devil. He does bad things. And they do not work together. And they never join forces. The devil's not doing anything good, I assure you.
No, he's not.
At all.
No.
And God's not doing anything bad.
That's
at all.
Right.
I assure you. They don't swap jobs.
Amen.
They don't meet up and say, "Hey, you're going to be bad today. It's fun sometime. How'd you like try being good? Sure. Let's swap today." Ignorant. Confusion. Right? Not, you got theologians that try to say, "Well, yeah, the devil's doing bad things, but he's doing it because God told him to. He's basically God's whipping boy, you know. He's God's executioner, and he's doing it on God's behalf." And that's not true.
That's right.
Oh, it's happening. God's allowing it, but it's not His will.
No.
I said it's not His will, and it's not Him. He's good. I said He's good.
Yes.
Anybody believe He's good?
Yes.
You're there in the Psalms, in the 34th Psalm. He said this. Psalm 34, 8. Anybody know this verse?
Yes.
What does it say? Oh,
taste
and see that the Lord is
good.
Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Today's English version, I like it. Verse 8 says, "Find out for yourself how good the Lord is." Find out for yourself. Well, if you taste it, then you'd know. Somebody's not telling you, that's good, you need to try that. Well, I need to know for myself. And you need to know for yourself, experientially, how good God is. Go with me to Isaiah. I believe we need to touch on this. 45th chapter. Because there are some folks who use verses like this that they don't understand to bring more confusion to the body, convolute things. In Isaiah, the 45th chapter and the 7th verse, I want you to notice something. The King James says, I form light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Some folks take verses like this that they don't understand and attribute evil to God. Some say, well, that's what it says. Yes and no. In fact, I don't care for the translation of the King James on the word create evil, because it's actually a different word used than the word talking about light. Listen to the Young's literal translation, which is very accurate. He said, forming light and preparing darkness. You hear the different words here. Making peace and preparing evil. When it comes to light, he formed that. He made it. When it came to darkness, there was preparation involved, not forming. Are you with me? Different words, different words. When it came to peace, he formed it. Just like he formed us out of the dust of the ground. It has to do with shaping, molding, squeezing into existence, if you will. But when it comes to evil, didn't say he squeezed that into existence. There was preparation concerning evil. Is there a difference between the words? I mean, when you read it in the King James, you don't get that, do you? Look it up for yourself. See what I'm talking about. This is accurate. He formed light. He prepared things about darkness. He made peace. He prepared things about evil. I, Jehovah, am doing all these things. Notice a thing in the New Testament that I believe will give us light on this. Matthew 25:34. Matthew 25:34. The Lord said, in days to come, the king will say to them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Somebody say, prepared. Look at verse 35. For I was hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Skip down to verse 40. The king shall answer and say, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it to me. Verse 41. Then he'll say to those on the left, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Will there be people that wind up with the devil and his angels? Yeah. Revelation talks about it. Mm-hmm. Was that God's original plan?
No.
Was it God's perfect will? Did it please him that Lucifer rebelled against him and led a rebellion in heaven? But you got to deal with it. I said, he had to deal with it. He had to prepare something for him. But he didn't create the devil. The devil made the devil. Y'all with me or not? I'm not done. We're going to give you some scriptures. But do you understand the concept? Are you with me conceptually? See, people have got this idea of God having this dark side. But it's not true. God is good. God didn't create evil. Evil didn't come out of him.
Amen.
Are you struggling with this? I hope not. Look with me, we're there in, still in the Old Testament, well, that's the New Testament in Matthew, but Ezekiel 28, you don't have to turn there, but listen to what it says about the devil. How many know the devil was not always the devil? If you could have met Lucifer a bazillion years ago, you would have no idea you were talking to the devil. You would think, what a glorious, awesome being God has created. But something happened in him after God made him. Ezekiel 28:14. He said, "You are the anointed cherub that covers, and I have set you so. You are upon the holy mountain of God. You've walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created until iniquity was found in you." When God created him, how was he?
Perfect.
Good. It's hard to imagine the devil is good. But when he was created, the anointed cherub that covers, he was good. I said he was good. Can something made good become bad? It can if it has enough free will. Which obviously he did. Guess who else does?
We do.
You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created till iniquity was found in you. It was what?
Found
where?
In
God?
No.
It was found where? It was found in him who became the devil. How did it get there? Verse 17 tells you. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You have corrupted your wisdom by reason of your brightness. I will cast you to the ground. Who did it?
He did.
He took what God made and twisted it into something perverse. He took something good and corrupted it into something evil. But he did it, not God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.